This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This morning was a very tragic one for us. Two cruise missiles hit Kharkiv, the city which is located to the borders of the Russian Federation. There were always many Russians there, and they're always friendly. There were warm relations there. More than 20 universities are there. It's the city that has the largest number of universities in our country. This is called the Freedom Square. Can you imagine this morning, two cruise missiles hit this Freedom Square, dozens of killed ones. This is the price of freedom.
All right, that through a translator would be the president of the Ukraine, Zelensky, as he talked about what was happening, obviously, as you heard there, the description. It is pretty grim. There are more bodies that are starting to pile up, but the Ukrainians are fighting very, very hard. Here at home, we're feeling the pain in a different way. The oil prices are surging big time. If you filled up, I guarantee you paid more this weekend than you did last weekend. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney here on the show. Welcome to it. If you're a first-timer, great. If you've been with us for a long time, thanks as always. So our eyes are fixated on what's going on with the Ukraine and what Russia is doing. Now you've got a situation where it's about getting firepower and about backing up the Ukrainians as much as possible. I mean, I look at this, and to me, this is a battle for the West. I mean, really, when you look at now what's happening, you've got, you know, Zelensky, who has a helmet on and a flak jacket, and he's right in the middle of this. And you compare that to Vladimir Putin, who has his people, many of them, protesting and getting arrested for protesting over what's happening in the Ukraine, while he is in his military command center, which is below the Kremlin, and is constantly asking for updates about what is happening in the Ukraine. The big allies for Russia would, of course, be really China and Belarus at this point, but the rest of the world is rallying around the Ukraine. Here is what else the president of the Ukraine had to say about how hard they are fighting back against the Russians.
We are fighting just for our land and for our freedom. Despite the fact that all large cities of our country are now blocked, nobody is going to enter and intervene with our freedom and country. And believe you me, every square up today, no matter what it's called, is going to be called, as today, Freedom Square. In every city of our country, nobody is going to break us. We're strong. We're Ukrainians.
You could tell the translator was even getting a little misty as he was describing, as he was talking about translating, what the president of the Ukraine had to say. So what else can the West do? There are a lot of people that are donating tons of money to the Ukrainians. They need more weapons. The other thing is the big question of banning the import of gas and oil from Russia. We get more from them, do you believe this, than Saudi Arabia. So what about domestic production, which of course is pitting environmentalists against the drill, drill, drill team, but it is a very big question to look at. Do we need to ramp up oil production, especially when you see the effect it's having and where a barrel could get to? I mean, it could be 170. It could be 200. And trust me, it's 200. You'll be really feeling it. Won't just be California paying $6 or $7. It'll be all of you in the South and in the Midwest and the Southwest and everything else. It'll be that bad. Stocks are definitely tumbling. Oil prices are soaring to the highest level in 13 years. And on the U.S., and this is in other markets, because, of course, Hong Kong's already open, Japan, the Nikea tumbled 3.6%. South Korea's market dropped. I mean, we're seeing it all over the place. So on the U.S. market, Dow futures fell 450 points. NASDAQ down 1.6% and 2% respectively. That's pretty huge. Let's see what happens as we roar in to Monday. So the U.S. is working with its allies in Europe to look into the possibility of banning Russian oil imports in that effort to further punish Russia. So we've got that happening, that ban, and then we'll see what a tight oil market looks like again. And, I mean, really tight. That's what's going to happen for sure. All right, certainly during this hour, we're going to talk more about the situation in the Ukraine and also reaction from a Zoom call that many in Congress were involved with Zelensky, which you heard a little bit there. So we'll get to some reaction coming up next from Senator Lindsey Graham. But before we go there, in the meantime, closer to home, there was an awful tornado that hit Iowa, right outside of Des Moines, Iowa. And I was just there last month. Could the people in Iowa be nicer? I mean, it's not about nice. It's about the fact that it was a weather system that turned it into this hellish thing. So seven people, including two children, sadly, died in a series of tornadoes that just ripped through a bunch of counties near Des Moines. Madison County, six of them were there, from there, were killed. They're talking about what it looked like. An EF3 is what it showed. Wind speed about 136 miles an hour. The damage looked awful from what I could see. This happened on Saturday. So the oldest victim of the tornadoes, 72 years old. The youngest, sadly, 2 years old. How awful. I mean, the tornado was on the ground for 16 and a half miles. That is something. 16 and a half miles, and it was a pretty big funnel at one point from what I could see, what a witness had gotten. I had seen a little bit of video on it. So, and there's other people. There's a bunch of people, you know, six to seven people that are being treated for injuries that they had happened during the tornado. And I listened to what some people described as it was unreal what it was like to be in the middle of this, and they were in basements and just praying that they were going to survive this. So power lines, trees, homes are ripped up. All of that, of course, has happened. You know, especially you got down power lines and you got that standing water. That's where it's so dangerous, and the debris that just chunks up the roads, and it makes this impassable, you know, conditions. You can't pass in those areas. So Iowa's Governor Kim Reynolds issued, a disaster proclamation for Madison County, saying she and her husband, of course, were praying for the lives of, you know, of people that are fighting for their life or had injuries or all of that, and said it was just an awful, awful thing. And for the people who lost their lives, severe storms were forecast for Iowa, including Des Moines, Saturday afternoon and evening, and that's certainly what happened there. All right, coming back, we're going to hear what Lindsey Graham had to say about that meeting with the president of the Ukraine and members of Congress on the flip side.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And and she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
In Congress, I mean, everybody was really invited to this Zoom. The president of the Ukraine talked to members of Congress to fill them in on the situation. You heard a little bit of that there at the top. And it was interesting because you listened to what he had to say, and I think it's clear, you know, obviously he wants help. He wants help from the West and others, the Europe, et cetera, anybody in the West, because, of course, it's the democracy that they're preserving in the Ukraine. They do not want to become part of Russia. The people don't, clearly. So you had congressmen and women that had the chance to be part of this Zoom call. It wasn't open to the public, but it was Saturday where he virtually met with U.S. lawmakers, and he was really pushing stronger sanctions against Russia, whatever it would take to really squeeze them. And many are saying it's not enough, that the sanctions that are out there, including President Zelensky from the Ukraine. He shared what the devastation has meant to the country and how much American support is so needed. Here's Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina's take on what he heard that the president of the Ukraine was saying.
Just participated in a Zoom call with President Zelensky of Ukraine with many members of the House and the Senate. Here are the takeaways. President Zelensky and the Ukrainian people are just awesome. They're willing to fight for their freedom to the death if they have to. There are planes available by NATO nations, MiGs, that the Ukrainians can fly. They're waiting to be delivered.
Yep, waiting to be delivered. So that's it. I mean, getting more weapons, having more sanctions, doing whatever it takes to really, really squeeze Russia. And there's a lot of pressure, obviously. I mean, is time, somebody said to me, is time really ticking away in all this aid to help the Ukrainians? I mean, are we going to come up short? And is that what's going to happen? Are we going to see the collapse of Kyiv, which remains under Ukrainian control right now? But certainly the skies over that country are contested. And we know there is waning morale among the Russian troops, which is good, because most are saying when they are interviewed, a handful of them anyway, that they were unaware that they'd be asked to use lethal force against their fellow Slavs. They didn't know that. They didn't realize that. But in response to what's happening, there's been an escalated attack on civilian targets trying to make gains in the south of the Ukraine, and including taking control of Europe's largest nuclear power plant in the southwestern area. By gunpoint, what I've heard is the people are told that they have to keep doing what they're doing there. So this is urgent. I mean, seriously, obviously, because you got to get the aid to the Ukrainian people, to the Ukraine quickly, because supply chains are being hammered down. They're being shut off. So, and the Russians, of course, are reconvening, regrouping, whatever. There is just a tiny weapon for those windows that Lindsey Graham talked about there, so that they're ready as the Russians are regrouping. It is all about time, right? And they have a logistical obstacle because Ukraine is not part of NATO. So the West has ruled out the option of engaging Putin's forces directly, and that's meant not only keeping combat troops outside Ukrainian borders, but also refusing to deliver aid directly inside Ukraine for fear that even the slightest encroachment, so anybody part of NATO, any soldiers, anybody, would trigger a violent response from Putin, because who knows what's going to happen with him. He's already talked about his, I mean, he's already basically said the nuclear forces, or there has been sent into high alert, so not good. I mean, we don't really know what Russia's thinking. That's it. I mean, clearly, it's not rational. It's just not rational. And then you've got a no-fly zone. You got to implement that. So that would put the U.S. or NATO aircraft directly in with the Russian aircraft, and that wouldn't be any different than really walking in, you know, by going over the border just a little bit. So it's a hands-off deal. And most notably right now, you got Poland that shares the 300 miles of border with the Ukraine, but it's left Ukrainian forces with the responsibility of shuttling the supplies into the country themselves. So now they're taken off of some of these cities, and they have to be, because they got to bring in the stuff that's being sent over. Because you fly them to Warsaw or other Polish cities, and then Poland allows Ukrainians to pick them up at the border into the western Ukraine. That's how it's happening. And, of course, what would the Ukrainians want? That you just fly in the stuff, right? I mean, for Poland, I mean, right there, living right on the doorstep of Russia, it's pretty interesting for them, because they're courageous in doing what they're doing. But there's no straight way to get them in, and that's a problem, right? So the window is shrinking. It's really shrinking. I mean, even the Pentagon last week was briefing the Armed Services Committee on the logistics of getting the aid across, saying that any details about it would put it at risk, so not wanting any details. So less people knowing details, the better. So you notice we don't have a lot of details. Even with sources, I have some pretty good sources in the Pentagon. It is a no way are we telling you anything policy until it's happened. You know, look, already $350 million in lethal aid has been earmarked for the Ukraine. And a lot of that has been delivered. But now there's also a request for an additional $10 billion, which would be divided between the military and humanitarian assistance, right? So that should probably very swiftly move through Congress, and I don't see that being upheld. And then there's other Western allies that have offered, like, drones from Turkey and another weapons and small arms and ammunition, but it's still that same problem, is getting it there as fast as possible, and that transportation of it is what's so difficult. I mean, it's a logistical nightmare. So yes, people are trying to pour as much aid in as they can, because I do believe, I mean, this is uniting the Western world in watching what's happening to these people. And because we have the technology and there's those conversations that you see, and you really can see what's going on with the people, you look at it, and I mean, this alignment of the West again is incredibly huge. Only Belarus, as I mentioned before, China, and North Korea, they're not part of that. But otherwise, when you look and you watch this, you completely see what's happening, right? And Putin is not, he's out of control, and it's difficult to read what's happening with Putin. So Russia is hitting the Ukraine from air, land, and sea, and you've got evacuees that have been bombed. Sadly, you have bodies that are scattered in some of these cities because there's been a hail of rockets that have hit, like, over 600, and way more than 600, like 6,000 different kinds of, not 6,000, 600 kinds of missiles, but then you have all the firing. But let's just say the missiles themselves, it's over 600 missiles since the invasion began. And you got people that are still trying to evacuate the Ukraine, by the way. You have Americans that are trying to get out of the Ukraine. You have people from India who are trying to be evacuated. They're students in eastern Ukraine. So it wasn't as though people were already out the door. We're there. We've traveled. No, we're mixing in with the people trying to get out of the Ukraine. We're trying to get out as soon as possible. And I've said this before. It's been, on the other side of this, it's been an economic nightmare in so many different ways for so many different people, obviously. We're seeing it with oil. And then also the other part of this, as you watch, it's, you know, Ukrainian farmers. They've got incredible amounts of wheat. So you got ports that are shut down that send wheat and bread and noodles and animal feed just shut down, right? And that's been upended. That's what's happened. So lots of global disruptions to wheat supplies. Prices there have surged 55% since a week before the invasion. And the thought is it could go even higher than that. All right, coming up, more on what else is happening in the world, plus a mailbag at the tail end of the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
More than 1.5 million refugees have fled Ukraine to neighboring countries over the past 10 days. The UN's High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, tweeted that the mass exodus is the fastest growing refugee crisis in Europe since World War II. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed his nation. He urged his fellow Ukrainians to keep up their resistance to the Russian invasion. A second attempt to evacuate civilians from a city in southern Ukraine fell apart due to Russian attacks. Russian and Ukrainian forces had agreed to an 11-hour ceasefire, but Ukrainian officials say Russians had closed off the corridor. Several outlets are reporting that civilians have been killed in the evacuation attempt. This is USA Radio News. Pyongyang is at it once again.
For the second week in a row, North Korea is continuing to conduct tests needed to develop a spy satellite. The move comes as North Korea has been carrying out ballistic missile launches, including one detected by South Korea on Saturday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Officials in the greater Washington, D.C. area keeping an eye on a trucker convoy. Organizers of the People's Convoy say they plan to drive around the Capitol Beltway, which encircles the nation's capital, twice before returning to Hagerstown, Maryland, where protesters have spent the weekend. It intends to repeat the action each day until their demands are met. They want the National Emergency Declaration on COVID-19 lifted and congressional hearings into the government's response to the pandemic. AAA says the national average for a gallon of gas is now $4.01. Some parts of the country are paying even more than that. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Closer to home, we have the convoy, the People's Convoy truck protest that is returning to Washington on Monday. We've talked about that a bunch on the show. Hundreds of trucks, other kinds of sort of recreational vehicles, SUVs, whatever, circled the outskirts of Washington on Sunday. The idea was to slow traffic around the Capitol. It's a protest against pandemic restrictions. The convoy originated, you remember, in Cali and California, and has drawn people from all over the country. And the whole idea is calling an end to all pandemic-related restrictions. And it was really inspired. The match was lit, so to speak, by what happened in Canada. The demonstration that last month really paralyzed Ottawa, Canada's capital city, and put Trudeau in a tight spot, their prime minister. So leaders of the convoy say that on Monday they're going to slowly drive the Beltway, a 64-mile highway that encircles the city. And if you've ever been there, you know, oh, they're going to really gunk up the traffic. Definitely. I mean, if you've got hundreds of these different types of, obviously, trucks and other kinds of cars, etc., and SUVs and whatnot, and they're there at the Hagerstown Speedway, which is in Maryland, and that's probably 80 miles or so out of Washington. And a lot of them left on Sunday morning to drive two slow laps on the Beltway. They honked their horns as they were going off. There were people that were knew they were coming, and they waved American flags and that kind of stuff. And the convoy was about 2 miles long. It slowed traffic at some of the points on the Beltway on Sunday morning, but it's slower on Sunday. Monday is a nightmare. Monday, it will be crazy. So the convoy's real protest is against vaccine requirements, and probably because that would be your biggest restriction. And it's been a little bit undercut because of the rollback on the mask mandates and other things against COVID-19, because we've seen the hospitalizations that have dramatically declined, right? So we're at a different point with the pandemic. You've got, at this point, there was the U.S. Department of Homeland Security had a bulletin that ordered law enforcement, what they sent out to law enforcement, saying that trucker convoys could hinder emergency responders depending on the size of the protest, and they're coordinating state, local, etc., for the possible arrival of the convoy, so I guess they'll be ready for them. I think the whole idea is, again, to have that unity to show that, you know, if you're requiring us, the company, the whoever, if you're requiring us to have these COVID vaccines, that's one thing, and the mask, we're not doing it. But some of the sting absolutely has been taken away, because we're seeing that we're really, I mean, what pandemic? It feels like that to me. I was out over the weekend in I would call it like a kind of a hip open area. You see it, there's plenty of these places all over the country, small towns, big towns, rural areas, so many brick and mortar places now. They have like these sort of outdoor malls, and it was jammed. I mean, people in the DFW area, a lot of them weren't wearing masks. It's moved on. I think there was just one store that actually had a sign requiring masks, but no other place did. And of course, because the hospitalizations, right, the weekly change, down almost 25%. Vaccinations, fully vaccinated, 65%. The doses, they're having to throw doses out because they go bad, because people that are vaccinated are vaccinated. Other people that don't want to get vaccinated aren't getting vaccinated. And in the deaths, 7-day average, 1,500. So the weekly change there, almost 19%. U.S. COVID cases, the 7-day average, this is Johns Hopkins numbers, of 44,800, the weekly change on that, 31.4%. Wow. So it is now a question of, where do we go from here, right? Now people are focused on, oh my gosh, the Ukraine, and then what is the rippling effect of that? Oh, we have inflation. Wow. Supply chain problems still. And, of course, we're going to have them probably till the end of the year. And now it's gasoline. How far do you drive to work? Do you go to work? What do you have, a gas guzzler? I mean, what are we talking about here? There's a lot of buzz about that. Of course there is, because the pain in your wallet and stretching your bucks is what affects you and what affects mortgage payments, bills, taxes. Could it be worse? We're in tax season right now. So people are scrambling to figure out taxes. People who haven't gotten refunds from last year are still working on that. And there's many more people than you can possibly imagine. And the IRS also, it's their moment of overwhelm, especially with all the things that happened during the aid, etc., during the height of COVID. Now, this is, remember, tax year, of course, 2021. So it's a crazy, crazy time at this point. And I think that trip, had that been months and months ago, or maybe even in the beginning of the year, it really would have packed a punch. But this was the idea that was set up when you saw what happened with the truckers in Canada. So it's like, oh, light bulb moment. That's the thing to do. That's the thing to do. That's where you can get the attention. But they had it in Canada. And here, it's at a time where we're seeing so much of that. I mean, we're just seeing so much of it just fall apart, meaning mask mandates are off. Some of the big challenges are gone. Not 100%, though. Definitely not 100%. There still are some of those restrictions in play at this point. I do think they will absolutely hinder some traffic, because I've traveled around that beltway. It's a nightmare, especially. It's one of the worst trafficked places in the United States. I would put Los Angeles probably on the list as number one, because there's not a lot of public transportation and there's no way off. You got a couple of highways and you get the highways that are jammed. I think I've said this before on this show. When you go to Los Angeles, it's always about, well, like, especially if someone's picking you up, when are you flying in? What time is it? It's always about, like, timing, like within 5 minutes. Well, if you get on the 405 and it's 305, oh, we're clear. If you get on the 405 and it's 307, oh, we could be in traffic for 2 hours and we're only going 20 minutes. I mean, it's insane. And it hasn't gotten any better because I was recently there, what, a handful of months ago. But, the Washington area, it's terrible around that beltway. So there definitely will be some people that will get grinded to a halt once they do that. And their voice will be heard. But at a different time, it would have really had a huge impact if it was earlier during the pandemic. Because, dare I say, it feels more like we're in the endemic now, right? And unless... And I can't imagine this. I don't even want to say it. If there's another SOB of some virus that spreads out of this, another variant, but we haven't heard of that yet. Because Omicron, I think, really threw many of us for a loop. That's not what any of us were expecting, right? Woohoo! Getting through Delta, and then all of a sudden you get the wicked curveball from Omicron. But that now has played out. So much of that has played out. So it's not that nobody's getting COVID. It's not that nobody's sick. It's not that nobody in the whole entire United States is dying. But the numbers I just gave them to you, as I know them to be true from the numbers that are definitely put into a system through the hospital programs, and that's numbers from Johns Hopkins. I mean, so there you go. That's where it sits right now at this point, right? So, feels a lot different. All right, because I don't have a man cave, an official man cave, during this particular show, worth mentioning, because I've had a couple of emails from many of you, missing baseball, thinking you were going to make plans for opening day, and that's not going to happen. So I'm going to cut that off before we go to the mailbag in our next segment and tell you that where we are right now when it comes to Major League Baseball is we definitely have lost games. If you're a fan of the sport, there's no question it's game off for now. Is that going to change? It's so odd because normally we'd be talking spring training and games and, it's the best to go to spring training. I said this before, but it looks like we're going to have probably more games canceled because both sides are deadlocked, right? It's such a mistake because we're coming out of this. We're out of this pandemic. Life is returning. I felt it on Saturday. Like, wow, I feel the vibe back again. Oh, thank you, God. I felt that. I'm serious. And maybe some of you have felt that, too. Whether you've had it yourself or not, I'm saying when you're out in a public place, people smiling, people being friendly, people happy to be out there, people psyched to be sitting there and not wearing masks and not being harangued for it or worried about it or whatever. And Major League Baseball is really blowing it. So they met for over an hour and a half in Midtown Manhattan on Sunday. So the Players Association and MLB. And it was the union making its first proposal since talks broke down in Jupiter, Florida last week. And they just left and said, we're deadlocked. I mean, the lockout is now into a third month. With the first two series of the regular season already canceled, I don't see how they're not going to miss more games, and this is going to hurt. This hurts in trying to keep the baseball faithful, because they get tired of it being yanked around like this. Mailbag next.
Ever
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Dive right in. Thanks to all of you. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Just like Joe, Adam, May, Warren, and Standard, you can always get a hold of me 24-7 again by Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Click on contact. Just like Joe, who's listening to us in Davenport, Iowa on 1340 AM. He said, oh, Ms. Delaney, I loved when you gave the big shout-outs to Iowa. Trust me, you have more fans now in this state than you can imagine. I'd love to see you get on that big station also in Des Moines. I have family in Des Moines, and I told them all about you. But it's not about me telling you how much I like your program or the shout-out because you spent time in Iowa. It's very sad what has happened to too many people, frankly, and it could have been worse with these tornadoes that hit on Saturday. Yes, there was a little bit of warning, but not much, I have to tell you. And, of course, you know that's always a possibility, but do you really think it's going to happen? And, sadly, a two-year-old was killed when his family was slammed with an EF3 and wind speeds that were almost 150 miles an hour. So they're looking at a lot of the damage in a place called Winterset and looking at, you know, how it hit and different variations of what happened, but being on the ground as long as it was, sadly, there were just people that couldn't get out of the way. And there were a lot of homes that were destroyed. I guess it could have been worse. There could have been more people that died, but please keep us in your prayers and thoughts. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Joe, that's the first thing I thought. I actually texted a couple of people that I met when I was speaking at the West Des Moines Chamber of Commerce to find out, you know, what they knew and if they knew of anyone that was affected by it. There were, I want to say, like 60 homes, could be more, that were absolutely destroyed. So you got people that had injuries. You sadly had people that lost their lives, and that's always the worst part of this. You know, you can rebuild, but you can't get back the 7 people who died. And it was nasty. And looking at some of what people managed to video, it was awful seeing that, just terrible, these deadly tornadoes in Iowa. And it's just that instant thing that happens, right, where everything's fine, and then, yeah, there might be a watch, but then all of a sudden, this funnel is barreling down towards you and your family. And if you, of course, have a storm shelter or you have a basement, immediately you're there. But, you know, when it's on the ground for 16 and a half miles and it's a big funnel, it's tough. I've told this story before, but I never realized so much about tornadoes because I grew up in hurricane, you know, territory. And, of course, I was aware what a tornado is. But living in the Midwest and actually seeing a tornado, a giant funnel cloud, and being in the television news business and then seeing the devastation afterwards, whoa, it was nothing like anything I'd seen. Like, it just blew me away. Very different from a hurricane, which is equally as devastating, but the warnings, the things that you usually get so far ahead of time, very different from tornadoes. Things have gotten better. There are more warnings and looking at storm systems, but it's still very tough to put your finger on that and predict exactly what's going to happen. All right, this one is from Adam, and Adam says, "Hi, Kate. I listen to your show whenever I can, at least a couple of times a week. I enjoy it. I laugh sometimes out loud at some of what you say. I like the lighthearted Kate, but I understand the heaviness with the Ukraine, and it is great to see Americans and others doing what they can to help. I listen to you, by the way, in New Orleans on WGSO. You've been on the station for a long time, and I know you gave us a shout out. I like when everybody's saying you like the shout outs. You gave us a shout out about Mardi Gras, and it really truly was Mardi Gras season. It really was back again. It felt like a whole different kind of Mardi Gras, where people were throwing beads and people came, the things that we used to do. People came from all over the place, and you could see how happy, you know, Fat Tuesday was and how happy people were having the chance to celebrate, because, as you know, that's what we're all about in this city, is the good food, the good people, and welcoming people in. So I hope others find that their festivals and their traditions continue and they aren't clipped anymore. It's such a good point. I mean, how many things are coming back versus, well, you know, we're not sure. I think a lot of conventions, I think a lot of festivals, like you say, concerts, it's becoming wide open now. Things that were closed down or things that got canceled, maybe even in the beginning of the year, that's all starting to change. All right, this one's from May, and she says, Kate with a passion, I cannot stand watching the smug Putin shots and whatever is being said about what the latest thing is he's doing to the Ukraine. I just can't believe that the Russians don't have an alternative to Putin, and I would have to think in some way he has to be shooting himself in the foot, so to speak, because they're losing troops. It's not a definite that they're going to win this thing, and there are protesters in Moscow, which I'm sure they're risking their lives in a sense, but they feel so impassioned to do it, they're willing to go out and dissent and go against the regime. I think the scariest part of this is how is his mood, because the Vladimir Putin that we know is not the normal Vladimir Putin. So meaning he may be on the bad guys list, but not on the why did I do this and cross over and what am I doing. These people might have been part of the Ukraine, the Ukrainians, of course, the country, but that was a long time ago, and they want to be part of NATO, and he just wants no part of it. It's so, so sad. He needs to step aside, or someone needs to make him step aside. There needs to be a change in Russia, and it would be great to see him gone. I just got to say it. Yeah, you know what is interesting? I like what you said there in the sense of Putin. It's not a definite win because of the pushback from the Ukrainians, and then it's hard to get all those weapons and the things they need, but they are getting some of that. So I guess the Russians have lost 1,000 troops a day because of the citizen warriors. You know, you've got not just Ukrainian troops, but you have all kinds of people that are in the middle of this, trying to do whatever they can. And with this invasion, they had 230,000 troops, I guess, Russia. And we know they were surrounding the Ukraine in all different directions. But they're losing still some momentum, although they have had some big wins and people have died and they have taken over cities. They don't have Kyiv, which I think is major, major, major. So, you know, this is the thing. The Ukrainian air defenses are pretty well hidden, and they brought down 44 war planes. That's huge. And I really don't think Russia counted on this, that they were going to lose planes, Putin, that they were just going in and poof, it's like press the magic button and up, hands up, and this is it, we're taking the country over, and welcome to our party. But that's not happening. All right, let's move on to another one, because I want to try to squeeze in another one. This one is from Warren, and Warren says, hey, Kate, I'll tell you what, if we're going to get smashed the way we are with these oil prices, I think that it's pretty clear we've got to do something to counterattack it and take it over ourselves. And so domestic production has to increase. I can't imagine that most Americans in their budget could deal with $7 a gallon gas. Imagine if you had to shuttle children, go to work, do all kinds of things where you had no choice but to spend a lot of dough on petrol. You'd be really stuck. And at this point, $4 is one thing, even though some are paying more than that. Six or seven, that's just scary. Scary. It is scary. I agree with you. So is it drill, 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 or what's up next? Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.